In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And Jesus said, "Let us go to also go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come." Usually, when we think of the purpose of the Lord in coming to earth, it was to suffer upon the cross, and to die for us, and to be raised from the dead for us. And that is certainly true. That was one of the purposes, but it was not the only purpose. Another purpose is to preach the good news, to preach the gospel, which boils down to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And because we are told to repent, and God never gives us a command that we are not able to fulfill, we know that it is possible for us to repent, and from that we can unpack a lot of the other stuff from the gospel, you know, about loving God above all things and our neighbors as ourselves, about the sacraments, about a good many other things. And we need also to remember that this purpose did not cease after our Lord's ascension into heaven. One of the things that our Lord told us, gave us a command, kind of like the list of things to do while he's gone, is to go forth to all the nations, baptizing them, you know, preaching the gospel, teaching everything that he has taught us, and baptizing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That never stops, and that is the principal missionary job of the church. You know, the missionary job of the church is not to feed the poor, though that is a very good thing to do and it is an important thing to do, or to heal the sick, again, good, but not the good. The primary missionary impulse of the church is to preach the gospel and to make believers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.